Hearts in Liverpool podcast, bringing you news, views and reviews. Brought to you by Defnet Media and HeartsInLiverpool.com. Presented by Neil Morin and Ian Jackson.
Hello and welcome to this week's Art in Liverpool podcast. And on this week's podcast, we bring you...
Auction at Dot Art.
Action Diana at JMU.
And 4x4 at the Blue Coat.
All coming up on this week's Art in Liverpool podcast. News. Ian, the news is that due to technical problems last week, we weren't able to produce the podcast. Or I should say, due to my technical problems, I wasn't able to produce the podcast.
Yeah, because we did record it. Spent a long time recording it, but didn't work out too well, did it? Never mind, these things happen.
Now, news this week, though. Hub Festival. Hub Festival scoops event Oscar. What's this about? I mean, Hub Festival's coming up. It's going to be down at the dock, Wellington Dock, as we were discussing last week. But it's already scooped an Oscar.
Yes, apparently it was named Public Outdoor Event of the Year by the National Outdoor Events Association, which is good. I can't remember if it was last week or the week before we mentioned that Hub is coming up again this year. This is the outdoor festival where they have BMX bikes and skateboards and that sort of thing, and also graffiti artists. It's over 2 days, I think, two or three days, and so I usually go along to have a look at the graffiti art because they do some good stuff.
And I normally turn up on my skateboard and do a bit of skating and showing the kids how it's done. I went along last year down to Otter's Pool Prom. It was really good, really good day out. Loads of people there, loads of people doing stunt tricks, various other different things on bikes and on skateboards. It was really great.
Yeah, it used to be at the Pierhead, and then it moved to Otter's Pool for a couple of years. And this year it's going to be at, is it Wellington or Waterloo Dock? Whatever the tall ships were last year, up further north, up the Dock Road, which I think it'll be a good venue there. And they're trying to make it car-free, so there'll be lots of buses going up there and no specific car parking area. So we'll see how that goes. It's in May sometime.
Should be good. Now, also in the news this week, which I was... it was in the Independent over the weekend. It was in another newspaper over the weekend, the Echo of the Post. The creative coup for Future Sonic. What's this about? I mean, I saw what was going on. Go on, you tell us what was...
Yeah, it's a strange one, this, because we've often mentioned Future Sonic. It's a Manchester-based... Festival of Leading Edge Digital Arts, Design and Music, which we normally go to. So it's strange that they're doing something in Liverpool. This is in May, and it's just one event here, and they're getting the Liverpool Cathedral bells to play the tune of Imagine, John Lennon's Imagine. And so this has caused a bit of controversy because, of course, the song, well, John Lennon himself and the song is quite atheist, really, anti-religious. And so some people obviously complaining about that being played in a cathedral. But the cathedral authorities themselves are quite happy with it. They say just concentrate on the overall message, which is about peace, of course, and get on with it. but the thing that bothers me more is the fact that it's not digital or leading edge, or it's just playing an old ex-Beatles song on bells. So it's a coup for Liverpool anyway.
So how are they going to, are the bells programmable, aren't they? Isn't that the part? They're going to be programmable? They're not people standing there, what are they, herpetologists?
That's a word, yeah. I'm just wondering, I don't know, maybe. They've commissioned installation artist Cleo Evans to conduct the bell ring, as they say. So yeah, maybe there'll be some technology in there somewhere, we'll have to see.
Yeah, there'll be me standing there recording it. So... That is, that'll be really good. I'd quite look forward to that. I'd quite like, sitting down in St. James's Garden, listening to that. That'd be quite nice if it's a nice sunny day.
Yeah. It should be good, yeah.
So, there's the news this week. Okay, roundup of the week. Rounding up the week, Ian. What's a roundup of the week?
Just a couple of things from last week. We went to the Static to see the portfolio day they had there run by the Design Initiative. And it was good. Yeah, we just popped in. We didn't take a portfolio. We just popped in to see how it was going. And they said it was really busy. They had people had to like book in advance and pay £10 to have this half-hour session with designers of various types. And it was pretty much sold out. And they got lots of good feedback from the people who were there. We saw people sitting in the cafe area waiting to be consulted and scribbling notes and things. And the main activity was down in the big room at the back. People sitting around desks. People like Kirsty Doyle, the fashion designer, and the guy who runs Utility, Richard Maudsley, is it? And a few others. Somebody else doing something about digital work and another about graphic works, etc. And so that was good. So maybe they'll do it again. I don't know. It certainly seems successful.
Excellent. No, I tweeted about it and said, oh, there's some spaces here. Go along and get your name down on the list and go along. It should be really good. Now, also last week, you went along to the opening of George Always. How was this? I heard it was really good.
Yeah, it's a good show. This is Portrait of George Melly by Maggie Hambling at the Walker. It runs until the end of May. Yeah, they look good. It's in the room next to where the Fashion versus Sports exhibition is. And the whole room is just full of these pictures of George Melly, and they're all really bright colours. So everyone says, wow. And they really capture the life of George Melly, the colour, the flamboyance, etc. Lots of pictures of him looking really big and wearing strange clothes and strange ties with big pictures of fish on them and all kinds. Yeah, and we managed to have a chat with the artist, Maggie Hambling, as well. And she seemed equally flamboyant and very direct and doesn't suffer fools gladly and cuts the crap. So that was... I have recorded it, so we'll try and put some of that on the pod. And it was good. Yeah, definitely recommend it.
So that's the roundup of the week. This week. Okay, Ian, this week. Now, at the top of the show, we mentioned the auction at Dot Art, and that's coming up this Wednesday, the 4th of March. Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, that's it, really. It's an auction of works by the artist Stephen Collett that have been on show in Dot Art in their place in Queen Avenue off Castle Street for a few weeks. And so on Wednesday, in the evening, 6 till around 8 o'clock, in the 62 Castle Street Hotel, they're having this auction of some of the works that are on show, and all goes to any profit from it goes to a charity. I can't remember which one now, sorry. So it should be good. They've invited, I think there's loads of people going, and it's being, the auctioneer is a professional, Cato Crane, the big Liverpool auctioneers that are on TV all the time. So it's either Mr. I think it's Mr. Crane, I can't remember his first name. So he's, that should be good, professional auctioneer there in 62 Castle Street Hotel. 6 o'clock, Wednesday, 4th of March.
And are you going down?
Yeah, we do plan to, yeah. Leave the chequebook at home.
Well, I don't know. Okay, now also opening on the same day, but earlier in the day, at the Western Discovery Centre is the... What's going on?
Yeah, it's not really an opening, it's more of an event. This is to do with the World Museum Liverpool, which opens in 2010. It's coming up close now. they keep thinking ahead of what to put in there, and they're going to put some Chinese stuff on, with China and Shanghai, Liverpool connection, etc. And so they want people to bring in items from China. So these items will form the centrepiece of the new museum's Global City Gallery. And focusing on Liverpool's relationship with China. And so any items that might be in your house in Liverpool that have somehow arrived here from China, and if you want to, they'll just borrow them, just lend them to the museum to show in this exhibition when it opens in 2010. So you can go along to the World Museum in Liverpool in the Western Discovery Centre between 2 and 4 on Wednesday, 4th of March, if you hear this in time, and take your items along and see if they're interested, basically.
Strange, quite a strange one. It's kind of, there are so many things made in China these days. Does it have to be expressly in Shanghai or just China in general?
I think it's, I suppose, an interest in the story of how this item got to Liverpool, and maybe somebody in the family had brought stuff back from China or something like that. Yeah, but as you say, there must be a load of stuff.
Yeah, so, you know, just don't take down your small electronic radio that you bought last year.
Yeah, right.
Okay. So also also coming up later on this week, there's a show at the Egg, a group show at the Egg, The Painted Article. Okay, tell us about this.
Yeah, I don't know much else, actually. Yeah, it's called The Painted Article. It's a group show curated by Headspace, as per usual. Opens on, there's a private view on Thursday, the 5th of March, from 7 o'clock onwards. And runs until the end of March.
Well, that's that then. Yeah, that's all we know. Okay. now, at the top of the show, we also mentioned Action Diana at the JMU Academy. We spoke about this briefly last week, although nobody got to hear that. Tell us again.
Yeah, the new Art and Design Academy, John Moore's place next to the Metropolitan Cathedral, is now open. They're all in there. All the people from fine arts, graphic arts, architecture, etc., are all in the one building. Great building. Well, I say it's great. We've only seen a bit of it. We were looking around a while ago and the fire alarm went off, so we had to dash out and we haven't been back yet. In fact, I went past today and the alarm was going again. They were standing outside again. So they haven't quite finished the building yet. There's still building work going on, so obviously keeps setting the fire alarm off. But hopefully this won't happen on Thursday evening because they're having like an opening event for their first exhibition, which is, it's being done in collaboration with this organisation called the Centre of Attention, who've done work in Liverpool before, and it's called Action Diana, and I'm not quite sure what it's about. It's something to do with a film that I think was shown in the 60s called Diana, but I don't know much about it, and refilming it. They're asking members of the public to be involved and act it out, and they'll film it. And it's also taking part of FACT. So I'm not sure where they're doing the filming. There's like a residency of FACT. So there's an exhibition, performance, and filming all in the JMU Academy and FACT. They'll show the film in FACT when it's finished. So that's all a bit complicated, isn't it? But anyway, mainly it'll be in the new Academy, in their exhibition and spaces around the exhibition space. I'm not even sure where in the building it is yet. So we'll find out on Thursday. That's exciting.
Yeah, because it's supposedly you can just pop down and, you know, wander past and just be, okay, be somebody in a crowd scene or be somebody just wandering past. But we did try and look up the film, didn't we? We weren't able to find out any information on it.
No, we went to the IMDb site and it just gave us a few titles and no other information at all. Except it may, was it Italian or something? But yeah, we'll have to do more research. And but yeah, I'm sure we'll try and get on camera at some point.
You and Mina, yeah. I'm sure. Now, also, let's see, that's opening on the 5th of March. And then also opening on the 5th of March, 4x4. This is a new show at the Blue Coat. 4x4, so it's about large Land Rovery kind of vehicle. Okay, yeah, all right. Okay, what's it about?
You wish it was, didn't you? yeah, the viewing is on the Thursday evening, 6 till 8, as per usual, 5th of March. It's called 4x4 because the Blue Coat, since it was refurbished, has got four gallery spaces. Not all real, yeah, four gallery spaces. And so the exhibitions so far have been like just like group shows spread across those spaces. But now what they've done this time is commissioned four artists and say, right, you've got that space. So four artists, one for each space, and they can explore and respond to those spaces and see what they come up with. The artists, they're all established national artists, but don't ring any bells or names to me. Shannon Moulton is doing something called Selections from Whispering Pines. Colin Dark and David Mabb do Commodity Form. David Osbaldston does Your Answer Is Mine. And Anya Galaccio is the other one.
The only one familiar, the only name there familiar to me is David Mabb, and I can't really work out where or why he's familiar to me. Interesting. I don't know what it's about. Interesting, but it'd be worth going along and have a look and finding out more.
Yeah, definitely. And so, yeah, the viewing is on Thursday the 5th, and then it opens from 6th of March through till 10th of May. And there'll no doubt be lots of talks and tours during that time.
Now, also, what looks like it may open on the same night, Blue Coat Display Centre. That's opening on the Friday the 6th. Okay, Dukes, go on, tell us about this then.
Yeah, Friday evening, the 6th of March, Blue Coat Display Centre. At the back of the Blue Coat there, the next exhibition is... What is it? It's it's celebrating treasured objects from Blue Coat Display Centre. I can't remember what the title is. Maybe it's Treasured Objects. Featuring work for sale by Neil Bottle, John Christie, Stephen Dixon, Chris Keenan, Emma Rogers, many more, and Winchcombe Pottery. Yeah.
Okay, well, there we go. I mean, not a great deal of information on that, but that's it, it's so it's opening to the public from Friday. No, it's the private view. Is on Friday the 6th of March, two evenings out at the Blue Coat. Now, also opening on the Friday evening at 5, that's on Friday the 6th of March, Wolston Home Projects. What's going on here? There was an interesting show on there last week, wasn't there?
I can't remember. Was it?
At the International Space.
Oh, the International Space, yes. This is an, round the corner from there at 11 Wolston Home Square. And this is... again, I haven't got a great deal of information here. There is more on the website, which I can't see at the moment. Last year, Wolston Home Projects were involved in something at Gallery 33 in Berlin. And so this is like an exchange thing. So there'll be stuck work from Gallery 33 exhibiting here in Liverpool. And it's called Interzone. So I'm sure there'll be lots of interesting stuff around the gallery. Probably installations of paintings and all kinds from Gallery 33 in Berlin.
Interzone, yeah. That's familiar. I'm not sure if I'm just reading far too much science fiction, but it does seem familiar. There's a load going on. It seems to be a really interesting week. There's your this week, and it's an interesting week. Further ahead. Ian, further ahead, there's lots of things coming up, especially next week. There's Thank You Art Week, there's all sorts of openings. Why is there so much going on to start off with? What's Thank You Art Week about? And, you know, tell us.
Yeah, next week is Thank You Art Week. This is something that we organise locally. There's a Japanese artist who organises it in Japan and then spread out internationally, all over the place, Germany, America and so on. And it's really a day. Thank You Art Day is the 3rd of March. 9th of March. 9th of March. I won't explain the whole reason behind that. But 9th of March is Thank You Art Day. But because that falls on a Monday this year, and some galleries are closed on a Monday and it's pretty quiet, we thought, well, we'll make a week of it this year. So it's Thank You Art Week from Monday the 9th right through till Sunday the 15th of March. And so it's just another excuse for people to go around galleries, basically, and say thank you, art, because what would the world be like without art? It brightens up our lives so much. So we've collected together the things that are going on anyway, and also asked galleries to be involved in some way and just maybe give a little gift to people as they come in the gallery, or a cup of coffee, or discounts on sales and that sort of thing. And so, we get a good response. So there's some galleries are doing stuff right throughout the week. For instance, Splash, the art and crafts shop and with a gallery space in Green Bank Road, out on Green Bank Road. They've got 20% off paintings by Deborah Butler for the whole week. And Gostin's Gallery, they're in the Gostin's building on Monday. They're offering discount 15%. Then on Tuesday, there's an exhibition opening in the Novas CUC ground floor gallery. They closed their gallery spaces for the beginning of the year, but now they're opening again next week. And so there's a viewing there on the Tuesday evening, and you can have a drink. I presume you can have a drink when you go in. And what else we got? Blue Coat Display Centre, they've got a talk with refreshments on Wednesday, and Factor involved, and we haven't got full details yet, but they're going to... Yeah, well, they've got their exhibition opening on Thursday, and they'll be offering 10% off various things in the shop. But also, they've just said they'll have this offer for one day where you can be like a member for a day. And, you know, if you're a member of Factor, you get discounts on various things. And in the bar and the cafe. So I don't know which day it is yet, but they'll be offering people membership, you know, be a member for a day. So that's good. And then our Liverpool Art Prize opens on the Thursday. So that's all part of it. An Open Eye Gallery opens on Thursday, and they'll be offering having a gallery talk on the Friday as well. And Cornerstone Gallery, there's an auction there on the Friday. And what else have we got? Open Eye Gallery offering 10% on their books, off their books. And then also on the Friday, there's an event in St. Luke's Church. Maybe not really a visual art event, but it's arty. In St. Luke's Church, Purgatory. So that's going on the Friday. And then something on the Saturday, can't remember what, and 15th on the Sunday, Culture Pool are doing an event in the Novas Gallery related to the Liverpool Art Prize. Whew, so that's just a few of the things going on. So what we're going to do is print a leaflet and be distributing that around the place, and it's all on the website as well.
Okay, that is thank you Art Week. It's kind of, there was, you know, I do remember when it was Thank You Art Day, and now it's Thank You Art Week. It's Thank You Art. So yeah, there's offers, there's viewings, there's talks, there's all sorts of things going on there, performances, and that's drilling down to some of the nitty gritty here. So there's a private view coming up at FACT on Thursday the 12th, which is their Climate for Change, which is their kind of like DIY exhibition, their kind of do-it-yourself exhibition, which sounds really exciting, but there's not a great deal of information out yet about it, but it sounds really exciting. I'd like to go down and do something myself, but I'm not sure what. Liverpool Art Prize opens that Thursday, which is the 12th, the same night, and the Open Eye opens, which is their exhibition on Till It Hurts. They're all open on Thursday, the 12th. So that is your, you know, I Love Art night, almost. But there's a whole plethora of stuff going on.
That's right, yeah. The Thursday night is the busiest. We want people to go around FACT and Open Eye and Novas and, make a long night of it. We'll have, there'll be some live music on in at Novas as well, about between 8 and 9, I think. Maiming playing excellent musicians from based in Manchester, but they're often playing in Liverpool. So it's a busy week ahead. Just want people to go around the galleries that week, even in your lunch break. You know, you can go to where can you go? You can go to Blue Coat Display Centre. I'm sure they'll offer you a cup of coffee, and go to FACT, the shop in FACT, and buy some stuff and get 10% off, and so on.
Absolutely fantastic. That is further ahead, and it's looking good. The future is bright.
Yes, definitely, it always is.
So, Ian, I'd like to say, you know, well, thank you very much for this week.
Thank you. I think it should sound better this week.
Yeah, the quality will be better this week. Thank you very much, and good night.
Thanks for downloading from DefNet Media.